Hi there. My name is Michelle Shinagawa, and I am the workshop leader for the Queens Code New York City. Thank you so much for your interest in volunteering at our events and workshops. For the next 10 minutes or so, I'm going to talk to you about volunteering. With our weekend workshops and at our couple-hour events, our purpose in doing this is to give you a clear picture of what volunteering provides and what it requires and what it might be like so that you can make an informed choice about whether participating as a volunteer is something you like to do. The first thing to know is volunteering is a gift of generosity. Volunteers are generous in a couple ways. First, you give your time and your energy. Second, you give your expertise. Our volunteers are hugely overqualified for the many simple tasks involved in putting on a successful workshop. By giving your time, energy, and expertise, volunteers actually create a tangible space of generosity that allows the participants in the workshops to be generous both with themselves and with the men in their lives. The space of generosity is the reason why volunteers are a critical part of our workshops. We consider it far more important than whether you're posting flip charts or passing out materials. And because of that, I want to be really clear with you about what's required for volunteering so that you can really determine if you'll be able to provide this as a gift of generosity. Being generous, you could say, is only possible when you have an abundance of something and you can give it away without diminishing yourself. For this reason, if you're short on time or energy, we recommend that you do not volunteer. If volunteering is a sacrifice for you, we respectfully request that you do not do that to yourself. Also, we do not reimburse expenses associated with volunteering, including expenses for parking, mileage, or meals. So if paying for parking or lunch for volunteering or driving a long distance would be a sacrifice for you, we would recommend that you do not volunteer. The best way to prepare yourself to volunteer at a workshop or at our event is to be healthy and well-rested. Right now, I would like to walk you through just the basic policies of volunteering first. To be eligible to volunteer with us at our weekend workshops, you must be a graduate of that workshop. This requirement doesn't apply to shorter events. You can volunteer at any of the shorter events without even having attended one. Again, provided that you are a graduate of that workshop for the weekend workshop, it is important to know that volunteering at a workshop is not an opportunity to review that workshop. When you're volunteering, your attention needs to be on supporting the workshops and the participants. And that does require you to be out of the room sometime and will be needing to be focused on tasks. Volunteers are asked to be reflectors of the information instead of observing it. Another way to think of it is that as a part of the volunteer team, you're the ones in the workshop who knows that the story has a happy ending. Workshop leader will be counting on you for your smiles and your energy and your generosity. Specifically, we ask that you do not take notes while you're volunteering. Also, this is not a time to ask workshop leader for coaching or for information. She's there to provide that for the participants in the workshop, and she needs your partnership to do that. So if what you need is to hear the information again, or take notes, or ask questions, we really recommend that you go review the workshop instead. As a volunteer, you're asked not to coach program participants. If the participants ask you for coaching about the workshop or ask how it may apply to a specific situation in their life, always refer that person to the workshop leader. Similarly, if a participant asks you for complex question about program registration or some other logistical matter, they should be referred to the workshop leader. Next, we ask the volunteers follow a simple dress code. When you're volunteering, please dress in business casual clothing. Something feminine and professional. It should be something that you can be comfortable in. But please don't wear jeans, sweats, shorts, or sneakers. And we also ask that you avoid tight-fitting, very revealing clothes, or very high heels, because you need to move around during the day. The purpose of dress code is to create a safe professional environment for the participants. You need to know that if you are not dressed appropriately, the workshop manager will ask you to go home and change. It's also recommended that you dress in layers, as the temperature of the workshop room can fluctuate throughout the day. And then, finally, please keep in mind, while you're volunteering, you're bound by the same confidentiality agreement that you're bound as a participant. So it's not appropriate to discuss the workshop participants or other volunteers outside of the workshop. So that's it for the basic do's and don'ts. Now let me give you a brief description of what volunteering might be like. If you're volunteering at a weekend workshop, you can choose to volunteer for the entire workshop or just one day. And if you're volunteering for the shorter evening event, we ask that you volunteer for the entire event. When you're volunteering, please arrive at least 5 minutes earlier than you're asked. So that way, you're not rushing in, being affected by traffic or subway problem. When you arrive, you check in with a workshop manager. She'll tell you what needs to be done and will give you training and instruction on any task that is assigned to you. She'll be the one guiding the volunteer team throughout the workshop and always keeping you informed on what's needed next. Now, if you're volunteering at a shorter event, be ready for really busy evenings from the moment you arrive. So please planning on eating before you arrive. Setup is one of the busiest time, and it's the time when the workshop manager will need you the most. Our weekend workshops, there will be busy times, and then there will be slow times. Just like the couple hour event, we ask you to eat before arriving to volunteer at a weekend workshop. The time spent setting up the workshop before the doors open is always going to be a busy one. Please note some facilities do not allow anyone to eat any food inside of the classroom. So please do not count on eating in the classroom. During each day, you have 1 hour lunch break. At the same time, the participants are having their lunch. We ask that you do not go to lunch with the participant so that they can have their own space and have their own experience. You also be given opportunity to take additional short breaks while the workshop is in session. And if you like to bring your own lunch or snack, or for your break, so you also be given opportunity to take additional short breaks while the workshop is in session. If you like to bring your own lunch or snack, please know not every facility will have microwave or kitchen, so you may want to have something that is easy to eat without heating. After the workshop ends for the day, the team will gather and will pack up and finish with a brief completion meeting, and you generally be finished in about 45 to 60 minutes after the workshop end time. On the Sunday, we may be there to pack up and clean up, so we will be ending about 60 minutes to 90 minutes after the workshop end time. So I hope this gives you an idea of what the volunteering might look like. Volunteers often ask us what we're looking for or how they can prepare. And the best thing you can do to prepare is to be well rested and healthy that way. You can bring your best self. So during the workshop, you'll be able to focus on giving to the participants and workshop leader. You may be asked to create the space for the workshop or source the workshop. And what this means is that you are contributing to your attention and your intention that the participants get the most out of their experience. This is one of the most important things that volunteers provide. Your partnership with a workshop manager is also an important contribution. The workshop manager is a leader of the team at the back of the room, and your willingness to partner with her provide what's needed. So please follow instruction, and that will make a huge difference. To finish up, I'd like to read you the mission statement. We're queens, supporting other queens to bring out love, self-expression, freedom, peace, happiness, and beauty. We are passionate about altering our society's culture by transforming the way women and men relate to each other and creating peace and freedom around. We provide extraordinary information with which everyone can profoundly affect their relationships with men and women of all ages and in all circumstances. We are dedicated to having this priceless information in the hearts and mind of 1 million men and women in New York City and beyond. We intend to accomplish this with fun, integrity, intelligence, courage, and in partnership with both masculine and feminine forms of power, and provide self-expression, love, freedom, peace, happiness, and beauty. When you volunteer at our workshops, you are a part of that mission. You have the opportunity and privilege of participating in the transformation of others. And I want to thank you for being the kind of person who will be interested in that. Thank you so much for your time and your listening. And I am looking forward to working with you at the future events and workshops.